Hi, sir. You have absolutely no idea how happy I am that you're home. I've been waiting for you, and my pussy just can't stop throbbing from me thinking about you all day. I've been laying here all afternoon, rubbing my clit, just thinking of how hard you're gonna fuck me tonight. How do I know? I can see your car parked outside from my bedroom window, doofus. Of course I know you're home. Oh! I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, sir. Really, I am. Please don't whip me. I can't stand any more spankings. Look, look! What if I deep throat your cock until you come 3 times in my mouth? Will that change your mind? Is that good enough for punishment? No? Okay, how about I deep throat you until you come in my mouth 3 times? Then you can gag me with my panties and fuck my ass while your cum is still in my mouth? Now, what do you think about is that okay? Yeah, sure. Okay, fine, whatever you say. Okay, I'll say it right. Whatever you say, sir. Look, I just really want you to fuck me tonight, okay? I'm not asking for much. Just come on, please. My tight, wet pussy has been missing you all day, and I need you to fuck me. Please. Please say you'll fuck me tonight. Please. Alright, I'm all ready for you. You can set up all the restraints and everything. I'll tell you when to come to the door. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now open.
Gotcha, didn't I? God, I knew you'd fall for that act. Don't tell me you didn't, because I know you like it when your good little girl is all tied up and ready at your disposal. You love it when I do that small, bitty boop voice. It always gets your cock hard, doesn't it? Makes you so riled up and ready to take me whenever you got that chance. Well, it looks like today isn't your lucky day, mister. I had to draw you in with my usual good girl demeanor, but really, what you're looking at is a wolf in sheep's clothing. All that time we were together was the most precious little cum slut you've stumbled upon. For too long, I was your miss. I'll do whatever the fuck you want, sir, bitch. And today, it stops now. And I'm not going to refer to you as sir anymore. I'm gonna call you slave. Did I give you permission to talk? Don't think so. Can you, for once in your fucking life, just listen? You know, last night when we were having our little playtime, you said to me, I'm gonna bite your neck so fucking hard that it will bleed, and I'll make sure everyone at work will see those teeth marks tomorrow. I begged and I pleaded you not to bite me there. But did you hear me? No. And yeah, Everyone saw it and asked me if I was bitten by a vampire. Do you know how mortifying and painful that was? I can't even move my neck without feeling a little twinge stinging me there. Let's not even mention what that scar will look like afterwards. You should realize that as a dom, you should respect, ya hear me? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Your sub's hard limits and listen when she tells you to stop doing something that you know will hurt and upset her. Well, I guess now you'll know how that'll feel once I have my way with you. Get over there on that bed. Are you even listening to me? Get over there right now. Oh, what's that? Oh, you can't move. Well, these cuffs on your wrists and ankles aren't meant for you to feel free in them. That's why they're called restraints. Duh! You should have seen this coming. You are such a dickbag of a dom. You don't even want to listen to me saying anything other than, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. Well, too bad. This is your outcome. I'm not just made with sugar and everything nice, you know? I'm made with spice that will make your eyes tear up so much you'll think you've been sprayed with mice. I think that's mace. Oh, you want me to uncuff you? We'll have to have a unanimous vote on that. Majority rules over minority. Whoever wishes for you to be untied, raise your hand. Okay. Whoever objects to that idea, raise your hand. Me! Oh, now isn't that sad? Like I said, majority rules minority. I'm guessing somebody hasn't learned the meaning of respect yet. And besides, you look even sexier with a ball gag on. Don't you agree? Oh, no, no, no. Don't you shake your head at me. You know it's the truth. I've got one that has a dildo attached to it. Makes it all the more easier to ride your face with. I mean, it's nothing compared to your gorgeous cock, but whatever. Even though you're well hung and sexy, it doesn't excuse you from being a total asshole. So, come on. Lend me that mouth. Hey, get back here. Hey, stop resisting. Give me that fucking mouth, or so help me, I will restrain your fucking neck. Now be a dear and let me put this ball gag on you. Good boy. I think all of this bustling into making you my pet is getting me far too wet to resist riding your face. Now, get ready. Oh, yeah. Oh, does that feel good? Not being able to touch anything. Just watching me grind on that pretty face of yours. Fuck. Oh, yeah.
You know what would be really good? If I come on this pretty face of yours. You think that's good? Oh, don't shake your head at me. You know you want it. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come. That was amazing. What made it even better was your whimpering underneath me. It gave me just the right amount of vibrations. I bet you're wishing that you were able to taste me and lap up all that sweet nectar that's just all over your face right now. Go on. Wipe some of it off your face and have a taste. Oh, come on. It's better than nothing. I guess I'm also gonna have to teach you to be grateful, too. Don't even ask me to let you come tonight, either. I don't care if your balls are bulging with so much cum. I believe you can survive just one night without coming. Any more protesting and I'll make it a week. Now get dressed. We're going out tonight, and this time, I'm paying.